Electric taxi startup BlueSmart has raised $3 million, approximately 21.22 crore at current exchange rates, in an angel funding round from several investors including Car Enterprises LLP, the family office of actor Deepika Padukone, according to media reports. Other investors who participated in the round include Hito Angel Network, Bajaj Capital Managing Director Sanjeev Bajaj and Rajat Gupta, the former managing director of management consultancy firm McKinsey, Mint reported. The company is also in talks to raise $25 million, around 176.90 crore at current rates, in a Series A round and has appointed Centrum Capital as the advisor for the potential funding, the Hindu Business Line reported. VC Circle has reached out to BlueSmart on the details of the funding and will update the story accordingly. BlueSmart, which is operated by Gensol Mobility Private Limited, was founded in October last year by Puneet K. Goyal, Puneet Singh Jaggi, and Anmol Singh Jaggi. The startup says it is building an all-electric ecosystem by partnering with players across the ecosystem. The company plans to bring on board 15,000 electric cars and 2,500 chargers on its ride-sharing platform by 2021. Padukone and Squo's office has invested in several startups of late across sectors. The moves mark the growing activity of family offices at large, as many high-profile and high-net-worth individuals, HNIs, seek to take more control of their wealth management processes. For example, in June, Padukone and Squo's office was among a clutch of investors that funded a $3 million, around 21 crore, pre-series round in Bellatrix Aerospace, an Indian Institute of Science incubated space technology startup. Similarly, in May, the actor made an investment in Drums Food International Private Limited, which sells yogurt under the Epigamia brand. Electric mobility. Apart from investor and corporate interest in the electric vehicle sector, the central government also announced initiatives aimed at promoting the segment to both companies and end consumers. In its July budget, the finance minister Nirmala Sitharaman said it would provide an income tax deduction of 1.5 lakh rupees on the interest paid on loans taken to purchase electric vehicles as well as reduce customs duty on certain parts. In July, reports said that ride-hailing company Ola and Squo's electric mobility arm had raised 1,725 crore, around $250 million, from Japanese investor SoftBank in a Series B funding round, with the transaction valuing Ola Electric Mobility Private Limited at around $1 billion.